Locals shared their love for art and their community Saturday at the Quest Art School Plus Gallery, where Art is Love, the Artist in Residence program, was launched. The official reopening of Café Roxy also took place during Saturday's event at the Midland Cultural Center. Art is Love dares people to find their inner artists and join in on the quest for art. We want to lead an engaging approach to the art displayed, said Quest board member Rodrigo Moreno. Art is an important form of self-expression that allows you to make something mindful while creating a strong and healthy community. Art lovers were welcome to grab a warm cup of their favorite beverage at Café Roxy, paired with a sweet treat made by local baker Kendra Malloy. I have perfected my baking so much that you wouldn't even know it's gluten-free, said Malloy. I've had celiac disease for 8 years and got tired of the not-so-tasty snacks they sell in stores. My coconut cream pie stuffed cupcakes are to die for. Café Roxy is powered by Velateros, providing meals that include lasagna, veal, pasta, and other Italian dishes. Quest is a non-profit gallery that helps bring the community together to share their stories through art and invites everyone to join in on the quest for creativity. Creating art creates experiences. I took an art course here and it was very informative and helpful. It gave me ideas for the future and opened a lot more roads to travel, said local resident Ray Overman. With the support of the Rotary Club of Midland, Quest has been able to open its doors to the community to share the love. Art rounds a person, because we are not all labels. It brings everyone to an even playing field and it affects our free time and holidays, said Rotarian and local business owner Roma Cech. All the artwork in my office is local women's originals. I've gotten some at Quest and some directly from the artist. I love to support and stay connected with the community. Quest and Café Roxy will be open Tuesdays to Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. while offering workshops from local artists that will rotate every 6 weeks to provide residents with different kinds of mediums to find engaging and meaningful ways of self-expression, starting with artist Jean Miller, who brings to life everyday and recycled objects with her character-making skills. I have a passion for creating characters out of things I find in my environment and by recycling old items such as t-shirts and things I find around my house, said Miller. To be creative is a sort of freedom. You don't need to be recognized to enjoy what you're doing. Art is peaceful, subjective, and personal. I aim to create an atmosphere where people can create from their own ideas. When I teach, they never walk out with a copy of mine. I teach the process and they make their own version.